Thank you, first of all, for inviting me. And it's quite amazing to hear the developments in Halesia in Copenhagen last, which was 4 years ago. There's been an enormous development because in the discussion that we had then at the Danish Contemporary Art Society, Dota mentioned that the discussion, this debate about art outside of the wall, so to speak, had only just started because of due to political and economic changes. Whereas in England and Germany, as well as in the US, it had been going on for years. And this is certainly is the case, as you've heard from Suzanne Lacey. Dota then referred to John Lake and myself as having a long-term experience of working in between art and private and public institutions and state institutions, government departments, where these associations still set a precedent. Now, because there's this massive sort of history and because it's come right full circle now, as you can see from all these developments and the program that we're doing in the UK now, which is international. I'll do a bit of the talking first, and then talk about some of the things we said, and then some of the things we did. So that's our anarchic start to the story, and then I'll do the images after I've done a bit of talking. Okay, as co-founder of APG, that's our displacement group, with artist John Rafer, APG was the UK artist initiative which emerged in the late 60s, early 70s, and you might say it was responsible for the move by artists into the first non-art context, dirty context of industry, and then into government departments. So APG arose in the mid-60s as a development from central themes within the art trajectory. The 100-year-old movement towards simplification, summarized in Van der Rohe's phrase, less is more, indicated clearly that the concept of the art object was now to be subsumed by that of the event. And it's interesting to hear the event being referred to just now in that one of the last presentations. It also became clear that language and art met at a point where principles of structure within any event complex would have to be shown. Additionally, that verbal information by itself, in its syntactic relations to time and information, held too many misinterpretations of nature for social and spiritual progress to be continued. This comes from the statement that we made to the Cultural Forum in Bonn in 1980, but everything seems to apply very much. Therefore, when APG first came into being, it was through those artists who had already invented a new form of expression, each one with a different medium, but orientated towards event as distinct from object. There is no common style to be seen, except in so much as the effect of the common denominator, context, might produce one. And this is a point that has been coming through about the circumstances of context, because it became very much one of our axioms. Might produce one. But a common understanding of the nature of art, of discovery, and of the circumstances that both facilitate discovery. And it is these same circumstances derived from artistic experience and practice that APG had taken care to manifest in its method of association of artists with organizational structures. There's quite a whistle here, I think it's all whistling with you as well. APG's principles have appeared disturbing for the existing art frameworks, both in the market and within colleges of art. However, from the point of view of the large economic unit, human society as a whole, this move by artists towards the social context was right by art and right by the interpretation of history, a move in effect from expressionist art to an art of implementation. Later on, as I've been asked to talk about strategies and what might work ideally, in inverted commas. I'll come back onto the principles that came from that document that we got from being in industry. What was initiated and negotiated by APG artists then, and which we currently push for now, because we've got a programme which is coming right through now, which we've just sold our archives. Well, we took 4 years to sell them, but of course the Tate Gallery in London wanted us to give, but we said no, we've done all this work, we've got more work to do, and we've got to buy them. And so we haggled for about 4 years while they changed the word acquire into purchase. And even then, when they agreed to it, it's now in the Tate online, and we'll find out all about it. But we said we also need to have a polemical event, and then you can have it at a cheaper price and try to get. So we had this polemical event at the Tate in March of this year, and I've got some things from it, and you can look at it online, at which we had our Minister of Culture and we had politicians and other people there. But back onto this. The placements that we negotiated and we work from now as its methodology were unique types of placements in which artists would carry a new role and function within organisations while maintaining an autonomy necessary for art. And at the time there was nothing like it except, say, artists in residence in the universities. They were known as the Gregory Fellows in our country, and they were the Leeds universities, started by the historian Herbert Reed and Gregory. And the idea was to take the role from being, say, passive out into like the real world. But this came about by complete accident when we were doing events and happenings, which is this part of, and I'll talk about that. And I was getting some material for the Fluxus group, who were living in our house and doing some of these events. And I got lost on the outer circular road, and picking up plastic and stuff for this event. And it was night time, and the factories were all, this was an industrial state, buzzing and humming away. And I thought, why aren't we here? Not just to pick up buckets of plastic, you know, to put on a little art event or something, but because there's a whole new world where we are not. I mean, artists have been associated with industry as designers or on a specific brief, but they have not been there in the role that was developing and coming through from our activities with Fluxus and with our events in the street. So these placements that we began to work on did push through this new social role. And the first placements were with private and public industries, and later with national, regional and local government organisations in the UK and Europe. I was interested with Superflux with two examples. One was their media example, because of that, a bit later than that, we had access to Channel 4 when they were making the Fontel paint box, and we artists were associated with developing that. And also people looking at Liverpool, we did the first environmental, that's first government department placement was done with the Department of Environment in Liverpool, Birmingham and Lambeth, but in depth in Birmingham. Anyway, the last artists with government placements were made possible through an initiative by myself, an artist of APG, with the Civil Service Department of Central Government in Whitehall, London. And we called it a treaty, the first ever treaty or protocol formulated to enable, as we'd say, the opposing interests to achieve a mutual interested procedure. And I've been recently in Berlin at an exhibition called Project and Vision, at which I carried what is now the banner as a performance to do with product, and to do my vision. The product was that it's now in a box and valuable because it's been carried to various exhibitions, and it is the civil service memorandum of non-negotiations, and then it's translated into Russian by a Russian artist in Petersburg also, but it's made into a banner, and then of course it was in a box, so that's the product, and then I took out the vision. So I also am doing performances now as the archive. So I do performances called I'm an Archive, which in a way can convey other stories, because the stories are invisible. Anyway, now this unique and historic document recommended the new artist approach to the departments, leading to far more significant long-term placements with the Departments of Health, Environment, the Scottish Office, the Development Corporation of Peterlee, Newtown, and the North. The tenets of this document were adopted in Germany and lodged with the Minister of Technology, and they form the basis of all ORI negotiations to this day. And this is what we're pushing through following our event with the Tate in the Sale of Archives. Well, I guess that really dates me, but we'll forget that. Since probably most of you weren't born, but it does demonstrate a very long history, which I'll only be able to touch on in this presentation within 25 minutes. And I don't know how much is actually known about APG, which is now ONI, that's Organisation and Imagination, because we changed our name from Artist Placement Group because our Arts Council began to set up placements along apparently their lines, but not along the lines which we negotiated with such care. Well, I've been asked to contribute our experience in the section of organisational strategies, which returns me to the Danish politician's question of 4 years ago, which was, how can, which was, how can we actually use the artist's potential? And I think that it's this question use that we have to look at very carefully. But a lot's been happening for all of us in these 4 years around this debate. There's been a lot of activity here, Kent Hansen with Democratic Innovation, and then there's this organisational summit at a forest outside of Copenhagen with an international summit where we were questioning all these questions that have come up as a result of the politicians coming together and saying, is there some use that we can use this creative energy of? And Jakob Jakobsen is also very active at the Free International University. But the question raised by the Minister of Culture, and because they've come together in some way, I've been talking to Jakob, and I don't know how this has progressed, was how can industries and the corporate world use the potential of art? And I understand that this collaboration with the Department of Trade hasn't quite been made as yet. But our understanding was followed by some money to experiment with such collaborations, and I've been visited by Learning Lab in London, and Learning Lab were at the organisation summit outside Copenhagen. And the Superflex experiment, I believe, was part of that, but they'll correct me. During this time, our Labour government was swept to power with a bunch of other key barren calls. We want culture to be at the heart of government. Well, this government and institutional interest in the transformative nature of creativity and participation in art activity make questions raised in this symposium and the many others surrounding this debate all the more important to in relation to the future position of art and artists in society, and indeed to the position of culture in it. Because, as we all realise, the circumstances of societies today, conditioned and affected as they are by expanding technologies and globalisation, and to paraphrase Tony Benn, MP, he's a very considerable statesman in our country, was Minister of Technology, as he said, in his Darwin Lectures, Power and Society. in today's greed economics, has produced the current urgent reappraisal of the role and function of art and artists, or any other specialism for that matter, where there is to be collaborative engagement and participatory activity with another. Today, as in the 70s, certain artists lead the way through their practice and media use and the issues they select to address, questioning both their practice and the institutionalization and control of creative initiatives by hosting organizations and including arts funding bodies. And from the Far East, Singapore, Europe, Scandinavia, and the US, I've met with artists who are vigorously questioning the premise of their actions. So this response in the last 5 to 6 years has seen this explosion of symposia conferences mounted by both artists and artist-led organizations and by the considerably more adequately funded arts bureaucracies and cultural institutions worldwide, who, led by artists, are forced to construct what might be more appropriate forms of operation in the 21st century. And by operate appropriate, I mean necessary, as opposed to, say, jobs for artists and funded initiatives of like nature. So I'm thinking that from mine and our experience, that it's this word used that is being so vigorously debated by artists and artist-led organizations, interested business representatives and cultural institutions, each motivated, and motivation is a very important point to look at, from their various viewpoints, social, aesthetic, political. And I think they themselves, one way or another, seem to be addressing that key word in the politician's question, the word use, raising as it does the key question, whose use and to what end, and subsequently questions such as where does a country and a society as a whole position its cultural contribution in relation to their workers and organisations, including the disciplines and professions. How is that contribution, artists as carrier, to be validated? And as departments of culture close taps with trade and business, is this about product? And if so, what is the place of the art artifact product in this new arena of art practice? Is the process of exchange the product? Can it and should it be evaluated? And if it is, who and how will this validation be used? And these are just some of the issues which require vigorous and constant questioning in this very real world of art practice today. And I've been asked to contribute in the section Organizational Strategies for Art in Public Spaces. I think that public spaces, I might substitute the word context here, because context is, as I think I've said before, one of our key axioms. So perhaps these are some of the things that I'll just read the rest of that a bit, and then I'll start to go through what we actually did, as those are some of the things that we said. Well, some of the principles proposed by APG, ONI now, for an effective form of association with artists with organizational structures, therefore emphasize the following guidelines. That context is half the work. And that is that the context is not just site-specific, obviously, but the component parts of any context, which is which includes participant and those parts like observer, participant, space, time, and the ingredients are the ingredients of any context and in specific circumstances. And that's important. Let's see if I've got a little back, but let's go in. Right. Which one happens? Okay, well, here we are still doing some of our anarchic stuff, which is burning up piles of books outside the British Museum. They were also burned in the law courts, which was actually punishable by death by forks, 1600 or something. This is
is John Latham's work, who was very controversial and still controversial today. It is Tate exhibition is on now, it's now subject of debate because of the text he used, which were the three sacred texts that he was putting on attention to marriage.
So this is me and Yoko Ono. They came to the Dias, they came to London for an international festival on the structure in art, and this is me with Yoko. Now this was the first industrial placement, which was very important. It was with British Steel, and that object is made by apprentices in the Steel Corporation. And we had, and it was part of our Hayward Gallery show, which we had. It was, the important thing about this was that they never had an artist before, except to put something outside their corporation offices. But the artist went in there and he wrote a very amazing paper, which was much admired, and it came from asking questions such as social questions, such as what were the workers and the steel workers doing there, and these sort of questions, which actually closed down the Hayward Gallery exhibition. This was another one we did, which is a still from a British Rail project, the artist Ian Braypool, and this is called The Journey. And they weren't very pleased with this because the soundtrack was of the girl having an orgasm opposite, so that caused the sort of problems that we had from time to time. This was with Esso Petroleum. This was a very successful placement, and the artist made films and photographed, put up signs, and made a lot of suggestions for Ship to Shore. This was one of the ones that enabled us to go forward to the government department and talk about his new social role. Now this is just the front of the Hayward Gallery exhibition catalogue, which we had for the period during the two-year period while these places were being negotiated and done, and did this big exhibition on the South Bank. This is the one which we call the sculpture. We use this format in Germany, and at one of the betweens, with German industrialists, and we took our industrial representatives from British Steel and ICI there as well. There we are filming them, so that we've been filmed by the German television, so we always film everything as well. This was the first placement in Birmingham, which was the Department of Environment, and this was a big placement that went into policy, where the artist was a filmmaker and an actor, and he went with a team of people into the inner area. We were asked to look at what, when we went to these organisations, we suggested to them that they could suggest to us what they were doing, and then they could invite us with our different media and our different ways of working to look at what it was that they were doing and see if we came up with anything. And if we did, then that's fine, and it would be negotiated. First of all, we'd do feasibility, and then it would be followed through to a full project. And this was a very successful and long project, and I've got no time to get into it. But there we are. How are we doing? I'm well over time. Well, this one is very important because it was the Department of Health placement, and this is Euston Towers, which is the central office, and this is where a team of artists worked on the 17th floor and put policy into the Department of Health and Social Security, and was negotiated again between the Secretary of State, which was Barbara Castle at the time in our country, and Tony Benn, and the artist went into Royal, which was a special security hospital where no people went. But anyway, here is the Scottish office one, which was also a huge project, and there's no time to talk about it. But this is the delegate docks of the Clyde, and he made proposals for regenerating industries in the Clyde. We could go on, but I think I'm going on with this perhaps at the Free University but there's no time. It's long as you
can. You're speaking at the university tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. All right, I'm announcing that I've been invited by Jakob to have quite a long time to show all the slides and to talk and go into the things, of course. There they all are. There's Joseph Boyce and John Latham. And there we are with the ministers. Germany, and there's the German project. There we are. There's the schools project. There's the police.